Classic Hits 95.1 KMSD. We welcome in the mayor of the great city of Milbank, South Dakota, Mayor Pat Rafferty on line one. Mayor, always great to have you on the program. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be able to join you on this frigid South Dakota morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, let your vehicle run a few extra minutes today so you don't jump in and your gauges decide, you know, I don't really want to work today, so I'm just going to take a little vacation. So, yeah, it's a cold one out there. So what we'll do is what we usually do is just I'll kind of hold the questions until the end, if that's okay?
Yep, that'd be perfect. Milbank City Council met last night in our regular monthly session. Employee and resident highlights on our agenda. We had call-outs for the street department for the work that those guys did after the snow. Also, the parks department, they were doing a little bit of snow removal. They did take care of around the visitor's office or visitor center and Unity Health and Fitness. Do a great job keeping those two facilities puffed up nice around the outside. And then the police department, they've been doing a real good job for us and handling some stuff around town and keeping on. So a good job to all of our teams there. We didn't have anyone present for the public comment section of our meeting. And then last night we had Sarah Pankinen and Kristen Biscard from Banner Associates, our city's engineering firm, present to do a presentation on the water system. Our public works department, city administrator Fendergrass and myself had met with Sarah and Pat Carey from Banner here a couple weeks ago and discussed some of the water things we were seeing and shared the comments we were getting from the citizens, and we wanted to have them come up with a way that we could present what we were seeing, what they were seeing in layman's terms so we could accurately convey that to the public. And Sarah went through that with the council last night, and basically there's some things, all of our drinking water is safe to drink, where we fall within the guidelines for good drinking water. We have discoloration. And the reason for the discoloration, the majority of it, is that we are using a vast majority of well water instead of a mixture of well water and spring water. The well water is rustier, has more iron in it. And the explanation to the council from them was that we're using older water in the wells, meaning it's been dry for the last couple of years, and while there's plenty of water there, it's old water, and we don't have, because it's been dry, we don't have the influx of water in our springs to help buffer that. So we get some more snow, we have a wet spring, some of that I'll clean up, but in the end, they did have, as part of their presentation, a quote for a water treatment and to do some studies and get that squared away to make a presentation. And the council agreed and thought that was great direction to get that done. That's going to take some time. They've got to study the wells, the water, the aquifers, how fast the wells replenish, and then come up with a solution. And as they said last night, you know, all options are on the table. So we're going to work on that. They did, while they were in town yesterday, they stopped it up at Valley Queen to see what they were doing for their water treatment, and then also stopped out at the hospital, so a couple of our bigger users, and got good feedback from the end users. And I think it's going to be a good thing. It's going to take a little time. Hopefully this fall we'll have some good direction on the way to go. And then there's deciding on the direction, finding funding for the direction, and actual construction. You know, we're looking at a ways out on the project, but it was pretty good. Good discussion. And and look for that information to be coming out from the city office as far as a better explanation, some visual graphs and presentations on how our actual water system works so that people have a better understanding of where we are and how we got there and where we're headed. So all around good discussion. On the consent agenda, we had several items on there, approved the minutes from the last two meetings. We had a bills list last night in the amount of $872,088.90. We had four new hires at Unity Square. We did payroll adjustments for four individuals. We had two resignations from our part-time Unity staff, authorized advertising for seasonal staff employees like our summer crew, authorized advertising for street materials, and then we hired two new employees for public works. Donald Weber will be in the street department, and Jeremy Breon will be starting in the water department. Our action items, we had approved Shade Valley Farms, LLC, as the airport fixed base operator. We approved the purchase of a truck utility box and lift gate for our public works departments. Approved a change order on the 50th Street project in the amount of $41,871. And then we approved a water supply change order on the water supply improvement project in the amount of $97,000. They're currently rehabbing the pumps and all electrical components, new buildings out at our three well sites, and we needed step up transformers. The power supply out in that area on the grid is 240. Volt, and we needed to have 480 volt for the 460 volt for the higher capacity motor. So we council agreed to do that. On our discussion items, the council is going to be hosting a series of special meetings to review the municipal code. We want to go through all of that chapter by chapter, 17 chapters total. There's some of them that are done, but just to update everything and get it squared away. Council was updated on the relocation of the baseball monument from out by Unity Health and Fitness to out by the new baseball field. We did got a update on our surveillance project bid. We're going to be purchasing a bunch of cameras for placement around our parks and city facilities. We talked about Unity Health and Fitness, an expansion, and a signage update. And the expansion is on hold there for right now. Signage update is our park and rec director, Boyd Van Born, has got a quote for a new sign out in front, and is getting two more signage for the building and then signage for out in front. We council discussed rubble site hours and making some adjustment there. Public Works Coordinator Darren Keeley is getting the hourly usage rate and daily usage rate, and we'll come back to the council and we'll look at that and try and get it so that we can be open at times we need to better serve the public. And then the city election will be on June 17th. April 8th is the first day to sign the Declaration of Candidacy and circulate petitions. This year, Roger Briggs in Ward 1, Minnie Rogers in Ward 2, and Mike Hansen in Ward 3 are all up for re-election. And then another item we had was an update to our personnel policy, the drug and alcohol abuse policy, in which was tabled until March, waiting for attorney review. And then this coming Thursday, out at the airport at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a ceremony. Henry Kleiner is a pilot, and he is on our airport board. He is receiving the Wright Brothers Aviation Award, which is a group of pilots nominated. There's only like 900 pilots nationwide that are a member of this Wright Brothers Award group. And one of the recommendations, or one of the requirements, excuse me, is you need to be a pilot, an active pilot for 50 plus years. And Henry checks all the marks, and he's the guy that can do the training and certification and things like that for new pilots. So he's a great asset on our airport advisory board, and we're really happy for him to get this award as well. One other item of note, Boyd made a presentation of the Unity metrics for Unity Health and Fitness. We currently have 1,433 members. Last week, there were 1,747 people that visited Unity Health and Fitness. And in January, they had 1,059 people that attended one or more of the classes that they have. So if you drive by there, the buildings, a parking lot's always full. There's always a lot going on. They've got a lot of new programs and some great instructors and a lot of good open play stuff. And I would encourage people to get out and take advantage of that facility. And that wrapped up our meeting.
A very busy meeting, but yet a very productive meeting. And I get the sense, just listening to you go into detail on the whole water situation, that this is very much a work in progress, that this is going to take some time to kind of get through.
Yeah, it's, we've got laser focus on the issue. I need to reassure everybody that we're aware of what's going on. And when we started the planning for the project we're currently in, we didn't have the, it had been wet and rainy, and we had a good supply of well water, so we didn't have any issues. And now that we're all a little, probably close to 12 to 16 months into this project, and it's been dry, then there's some other issues that cropped up that we feel we need to address and get the water quality back to what the citizens expect it to be. So it's been a interesting learning process. Been fun. I get kind of geeky about learning that kind of stuff, but it's sometimes it's not an answer you want to hear, but it's good information.
Well, at least you're not like the city manager, Steve Pendergrass, and you wake up in the middle of the night and you dream about water. I mean, that's, at least you don't have that. That's a good thing.
Yeah. No, Steve has been doing a great job in asking good questions and learning. He's relatively new. He's been on the job for about 14 months now. And so it's been fun to watch him. And the best part about having Steve in the room is just a different set of eyes and ears that can listen and process stuff and help the rest of us that have been here a while along, or lead us down the right path.
Mayor, appreciate it as always. Thank you so much for taking some time. We will talk to you next month.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jeff.